two First Nations doctors, Dr. Lana Potts and Dr. James McCokis, will be at the Whitefish Lake First Nation today, November 26th, Loon River First Nation on November 28th and November 30th at Peerless Trout First Nations for VaxFest, an initiative to help boost COVID-19 vaccination rates amongst Indigenous youth. Young people can drop in from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. each day. The doctors initiated the Power of 100 vaccination campaign that hosts VaxFests. They have teamed up with social media influencers Dallas Waskahat and Fawn Wood for the festival-style event. People can come out and enjoy live music in a safe environment. There are hourly draws for prizes, including an Oilers game package, makeup kits, electronics, $100 gift cards, and more. Dr. McCokis will be administering some of the vaccinations himself, and he tells us why youth should attend.
It's really important for our young people to get vaccinated because they make up more than 50% of our population in many communities, and it's so single most, you know, important thing that we can do to protect our elders and our people who have, you know, multiple chronic illnesses, and is for us to get vaccinated as young people.
McCokis says the campaign is the only health intervention directed at Indigenous youth by Indigenous people in the country. First, second, and even third doses will be available. McCokis and his partner Anthony Johnson were made famous as Team Akamemo for season 7 of Amazing Race Canada. McCokis said he will even vaccinate you as well.
If you come down, I will vaccinate you myself. I use a technique that people generally don't feel anything, and they're like, oh, that's it? So painless, you know, there's lots of games, you can take pictures.
And you can ask questions.
That having an Indigenous physician on site really makes a big difference, because we know that our people are more comfortable, you know, with other Indigenous health professionals. They may have had poor experience within the healthcare system, and so we're able to answer their questions in a way that makes sense to them.
McCokis stresses that we need to keep our children and elders safe.
That we need as much time as possible to spend with our elders and our medicine people and the ceremonial leaders so that we can then carry on those teachings to the next generation. So we know that vaccines work. We know that elders, you know, who may have contracted COVID, because you still can get the vaccine, have pulled through, and that their symptoms likely would have been much worse if they hadn't been vaccinated. It's a really simple thing that we can do to protect one another, and that's in our teachings as Indigenous people, is always putting our elders and children at the center of our society so that, you know, we'll have something to carry on for the next generation.
McCokis says VaxFest will help First Nations get through the pandemic.
When we do get vaccinated, we are able to get back to those activities that we haven't been able to do for so long in a safe way. You know, we still have to take precautions, but it does, you know, dramatically decrease the transmission of COVID-19. And I think that's what everybody wants to, is to get back to a sense of normality.
VaxFest events have taken place throughout Alberta, with the first one held in September in Morley in Calgary, where 138 individuals were vaccinated. More VaxFests are being planned, so watch the Power of 100 website or Facebook page for upcoming events. As of November 23rd, there are 49,693 COVID-19 cases on First Nations reserves in Canada, with 14,156 cases on First Nations in Alberta. For Windspeaker Media, I'm Balika Kamikateo.